Teachers in Prairie South School Division were collectively absent more than 12% of the time during the first half of this school year, although not every educator required a substitute to fill in. There were 432.2 full-time equivalent, FTE, teachers employed between August 29, 2023, and January 31, 2024, while there were 98 actual teaching days and a total of 42,365.4 FTE days of possible work, a recent board report said. During those 5 months, teachers were absent 5,101.71 FTE days, which represented 12.04% of all possible days. Furthermore, substitutes were required to cover 3,117.09 FTE days, or 61.10% of the time. Meanwhile, there were 106 regular and casual bus drivers, with 91 total working days and 9,646 FTE days of possible work, the report continued. From the beginning of August until the end of January, drivers missed 612 FTE days, which represented 6.34% of all possible days. Furthermore, substitute drivers were required to cover 423 FTE days, or 69.12%. Non-teaching CUPE staff, janitorial, for example, comprised 285.13 FTE positions, with 125 total working days and 35,641.25 FTE days of possible work, according to the report. These employees were absent 3,336.1 FTE days, or 9.36% of all possible days from the start of August to the end of January. Furthermore, substitutes were required to cover 1,789.5 FTE days, or 53.64%. Also, out-of-scope staff, division administration, made up 44.02 FTE positions, with 125 total working days and 5,502.5 FTE days of possible work, the report added. These staff were absent 749.34 FTE days, representing 13.62% of all possible days from the beginning of August to the conclusion of January. No substitutes were required. Trustee Liu Young said during the meeting that the absence of teachers and other employees contributes, quite a bit, to the division's bottom line, especially when substitutes are required. Therefore, the board and administration should watch this area further and monitor how it affects the budget. One category in the teacher's absence report showed that educators were absent 987.27 FTE days because of job action, representing 2.33% of all possible days. However, no substitutes were required. In response to that, Amy Johnson, Superintendent of Human Resources, explained that the division office put a time definer on the days when the job action occurred, with that time based on educators' scheduled days and not FTE percentages. This means, for example, that teachers who are 50% have a 0.5 FTE position and work every other day may not have been scheduled on those job action days, which means there is no reduction, she continued. Conversely, full-time teachers could have a 100% reduction in their time. Pre-approved leave time and professional development days not requiring substitutes were not reflected in the data, Johnson added. In response to another inquiry, Johnson said she could make the teacher's absence report easier to read by not including days where substitutes weren't required. We do have some obligations to watch this from an educational standpoint as well. Because, it's not all about the dollars and cents, said Trustee Sean Davidson. It's well known that there is a significant decline in educational outcomes when regular teachers are not in front of students, something the board has discussed previously, he continued. He acknowledged that the pre-pandemic world was different from the past few years but pointed out there is an educational link to this. If Prairie South wants to remain a world-class organization and provide the best possible opportunities for students, then it must ensure that its key people are in front of our little people, regularly, Davidson added. The next Prairie South board meeting is Tuesday, April 10.